during the week, we've heard this issue of playing on the edge, and yet you just described Brisbane as a side of likeable young lads. Do you think, are you a believer that you have to play on the edge? I don't hear that coming out of Geelong. I don't hear it coming out of Port Adelaide. But essentially, they play as physical a footy as the Tigers. It's this sort of skirting around the edges of what's fair and what's reportable or not that seems to, in some people's minds, give you a bit of a booster.
No, I don't believe in that principle, that kind of pushing the envelope, playing on the edge of, like, risking being reported. No, all that stuff is not what counts. But whenever I go to the footy, Jared, the team that looks the most aggressive normally wins the game. Now, what's the most aggressive in when I say that? Well, I'm thinking, how hard do you attack the footy? Eyes on the footy, how hard do you and your teammates go at the footy? And it's all comparative to the opposition.
Yep.
When both sides are really doing it, well, then you have a superb contest. And how hard are you attacking the opposition when they've got the ball to get it back off them, to tackle them? But, I mean, for instance, the bits and pieces stuff, I mean, the tackle, say, by Cotchin that was talked about with Zach Jones and the Lynch situation with Dougal Howe, they're nothing to do with playing on the edge. I mean, maximum aggression is nothing to do with that bull stuff off the footy.
Oof. Agree with that, Jared?
Yeah, I do. I must admit, I think that all you're doing when you are putting yourself at risk of being reported is putting yourself at risk of being reported. And you don't have to go too far back in history to see some really, really sad tales of blokes who have missed out on big games because they've lost their cool.
Although for all the criticism of the Lions, of the Tigers, and I agree with what Lee just said, I don't think anyone's gone past them in the last 3 years for hunting the footy, have they?
And that's the point. That's
why they're
point.
Successful.
It's nothing, we're not talking about, you're just talking about those two incidents. That's, if everyone thinks that's pushing the envelope, that's not pushing the envelope. That's just nasty and just avoidable stuff. How hard do you attack the footy? How hard do you attack the opposition when they get their hands on the footy? That's what wins you games in footy, and that's what Richmond have been so good at, which is, hey, if you're not good at that, you don't win premierships. You don't get to the last four.